I can tell who's on the way out. 25 shows, check the payout. I ain't going home, I'ma stay out. Motherfuckers hate you when they looking for a way out. I just sit back and let it play out.
I might fucking do my cop Matt Black. I might hit up Doug.
You back from your fucking piss?
I had a goal, bro. I fucking drank two of these this morning.
What were you just saying?
Need six of these for my gallon.
Okay, what were you just saying?
You know Dougie from Diamond Auto Collision?
I know Dougie.
Shout out to Dougie, man.
Dougie. Big Dougs.
Big Dougie.
Go to Diamond Auto in what? Stoughton?
He's really good at what he does, man.
Where is it? Stoughton?
Haverhill.
Haverhill. I don't know why.
But I just seen him doing a matte black car. I'm like, dog, I will fucking totally do my shit all matte black right now. I'll fucking get it matte gray right now.
Matte gray, you said.
How tough would that be, Justin? Nice, like dark gray. Yeah, yeah.
What about a little update on our products? How about that?
I don't even want to talk about it.
Why? Come on. People want to know.
Listen, olive oils are out. Poppy olive oils are out.
Yep.
People are finally getting them. How was it? A little fucking rocky, man. A little fucking rocky. Took fucking months for people to get there.
Starting a first business is always going to be rocky, though, bro.
It is rocky, but it shouldn't have been this rocky. Like, yeah. All the products shouldn't have been showing up to my doorstep.
Yeah, no, there was definitely some fuck-ups on the other end.
Now I got to ship it back. These boxes weigh fucking 100 pounds each. There's fucking 200 olive oils in each box.
This is things you'll think about, though, when it's really popping. Like, when it's popping. You know what I mean, though?
It's funny. You want to know how I know it was doing good? Because I took them off the website and mad people hit me up.
Of course.
Where can I get them? Why can't I get them?
The demand. Like, you need the demand. That's kind of like with the coffee, bro. I've now, the pre-sale probably ended about 5-6 weeks ago now. And I did a pre-sale because it was just way too much money to put money up for like an inventory. So how it works is you got to do the pre-sale, get as much money as you can. Then all that money goes directly to paying for the coffee. Yeah. Like, I think it was like 10K just to get the minimum order, which is ridiculous. So luckily we broke even off the pre-sale. I'm not making any money right now, but I didn't lose any money, which is good. And now where all the coffee that was ordered should get to the people, hopefully by Christmas. That's the goal. But we're going to be releasing K-cups. We're going to be putting the bags back online probably in the new year, I would say. And I didn't have any product to fucking make content with before the drop. I literally sold these bags without any content. No deli content, nothing. No content, which is good. So now I'm excited to get actually the content, the bags in hand so we can make content with it, do shit. But the first drop wasn't bad. It was definitely a little bit of a headache, though. You know, like, definitely a little bit of a headache. But, you know, there's always growing pains with starting new things. So if you haven't gotten your coffee yet or your olive oil yet, stay tuned. We're going to be I'm going to be putting mine live probably in another month or so. When do you think you'll have olive oil on the website again? Do you have any idea?
I don't know. I don't know, bro. I really don't. I don't know if I want to work with this fucking same team or what I want to do.
But do you still want to like do it regardless?
Oh, yeah. The olive oil is a hit. I love the olive oil. Olive oil is good shit. It's just, there was a little fucking shit going on. I seen someone else with the same exact label. I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah, some fuckery going
on. Yeah, bro. You know what I mean? It's just not looking good. But if you see it side by side, it's like, oh, this is copy and pasted from this logo, which is your logo.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Yeah. No, I feel you. I feel you.
Kind of like the hats.
Very similar to the hat situation.
Yeah. At least the logos are good in these ones, though, in the olive oils.
I mean, yeah, we have the best hats in Boston, so I'm really not concerned.
And the best content, the best.
What about what about some health goals?
Some health goals, yeah.
For the next, let's say short term and long term. You know what I mean? Next 3 months, what do you want to be at?
I want to be
What are you thinking?
I want to be back down in the military, man. I was 190 when I came out, but I was ripped.
Yeah.
Like six pack and just ripped, bro. like 34 waist. I think that's the goal. I want to get back down with 34. We're at a 38 right now. We bulked up, but I mean, the past 3 years, I've lived a very good life. Mm-hmm. Very, very good life.
Can't complain. Yeah, no, I was just talking to you on the phone yesterday about, I was looking at videos of us 2 years ago doing videos, and I'm like, damn, I was probably like, I don't know, maybe like 220, 230. I thought I looked so bad. And now I'm looking at those videos now and I'm like, damn, like I want to just get back to that. Like just to that. So right now I'm in a good flow the last week. Found a good, like, you know, my routine is really just waking up in the morning, hitting the gym, going to the office, getting work done. And really, I don't really eat much until like my, like later in the day. Cause I like to eat like a nice dinner. Like I don't want to go home and be fucking starving before bed, but I won't eat right before bed though. I'll eat and then wait like 2 or 3 hours to go to sleep. So my short-term goal over the next 3 months is just to be in that rhythm, bro. Yeah, I want to be like excited to go to the gym. I want to be in that rhythm, like nothing stopping me. Because I felt that before. When I lost mad weight senior year, which was like, what, 5 years ago now, I was in a routine where I didn't touch a cheat meal or alcohol for 6 months and I had no problems. No problem.
Yeah, it's no problem. It's alcohol. Alcohol is the biggest thing. But and then I feel like...
Right now is a dead time, though. Right now is a good dead time in Boston.
Bro, it's great. It's
I really
great.
Want to just like
winter.
Put,
all of winter.
Gonna put our head down now and just grind.
For the, because it gets dark at 4, so it's like, okay, there's really...
Just miserable, yeah.
Just grind, bro. Get what you got to do done. And then you, I feel like you got to use consistency as the motivation. Oh, you know, yeah, as you're two weeks in, it's like, yeah, I'm going for two weeks.
Well, the consistency is where the motivation comes from, the momentum. You know what I mean? You're going to build that momentum. So, like, that's going to be a goal of mine. I don't know what weight I would want to be at. I mean, like... 215, 220 seemed to be like a good fit for me. But I mean, I don't know. I got down to fucking 190 at one point, bro. I was a fucking 34 waist at one point too.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
But like I wasn't eating shit. Like I wasn't eating at all. So I don't know. We'll have to see. It's going to be a long journey. Long journey. But fitness content coming. Fitness content coming. Who knows? We might get all fucking jacked and be like, hey, let's start a fucking fitness show.
I like the feeling of that.
Would you guys want to see a fitness show? I don't know. Let us know. Even now, it might be funny to see us lose weight now, you know? Come on the journey with us, you know? That might be cool.
Yeah.
What about dream collaborations or brands? Like, do you want to have any, like, any big brands you want to work with or anything like that?
So growing up in the city, dream brands, I'm surprised we haven't worked with Celtics. Bruins,
that's Patriots. I'm probably on the same page with you. Yeah, the sports teams is like a dream, like, bro, collaboration. That
would, you know what?
I don't really have anyone besides like maybe like Jason Tatum would be sick.
Yeah,
Jaylen Brown would be sick.
Sick. Yeah,
Peyton Pritchard, good friend, would be sick. Yeah. But the teams in general, like
the Revs
game was sick. It was
the Revolution game. You know what, man? That, I'll never forget that they're like the first professional team to like work with us.
No, we'll never forget that.
No, you can't, because bro, I grew up and we both grew up loving every single sports team, and that's all we had growing up in Boston. Yep. Like that was everything.
The
that was everything.
The celebrities,
like bro, when I probably for you too, but when I wasn't in school. Whether it was winter or summer, we were outside playing some type of sport.
100%.
Looking at, I remember growing up looking fucking Paul Pierce, like idolizing David Ortiz, Brady. And it was just like, man, now this shit we're doing, and like I see the bro, to be honest, we put out the best content in Boston. We see all these creators getting packages from
Celtics,
Patriots getting on the field, Orleans. Doing this. It's great. I'm not like hating on that, but it's more of an inside thing where it's like, damn, I'm from here. I love these teams, and it would mean so much.
Yeah.
And it's like, damn, why not?
And bro, there couldn't be a more spot on audience. Our audience literally is always at these games. When we go to these games, we're getting hounded like I'm Mark Wahlberg. Like that's literally all these games.
And I think that's what we got to show. You know what it is, bro? One thing you always say is like, I can't wait till we can't be denied.
That's the biggest thing, yeah. Can't be denied anymore.
Because
Look at the fucking Nelk boys. Look at fucking Dave Portnoy. Fucking guy had a big ass sex scandal put on him, which I mean wasn't true, but either way, like there's a lot of dirt on him. There's a lot of dirt on the Nelk boys. Like they don't care. They're so big now that no one can deny them anymore.
We're going in the same footsteps though. Like even them like making their own brand, only wearing that. We're right there. We're getting there.
That's the goal though.
We're getting there, bro.
That's the long term goal. I think is to like only be repping its content. Like that's it. Like how Nelk reps Full Send and all that.
I think going to our clothing company, what we're working with right now, the partner we're working with is going to take us places. Yeah, Travis Scott's merch. Tour merch, the Weeknd's tour merch, Selena Gomez, like those hoodie stars.
The little sweatsuits we were previewing got me a little horny, I'm not gonna lie. Like how we were just talking about it, the way it's gonna be designed a little bit got me horny.
I'm getting a little weird because I'm designing them, so you're getting horny it's just like shut up, you know.
I didn't mean it like that, you fucking loser.
Yeah,
you're a fucking narcissist. You're a narcissist, all right? No one cares.
I don't know what that means.
Spell narcissist.
I'm not a narcissist.
Oh, I feel what I was talking about.
You call me what does that mean?
A narcissist. You don't know what a narcissist means. You have no clue. Take a guess. Just take a guess what a narcissist means. Just guess.
I don't know.
Just guess. Guess what a narcissist is.
I don't know.
It's like someone who like is in love with themselves. Like
thinks 100%. Yeah, I'm a narcissist.
Thinks like... they're right. No, like everyone else is wrong all the time.
No, okay. That you saying that's me, dude? Wow, that's fucked up, man.
I'll Google narcissist.
I wouldn't say I'm right all the time, but I know when I'm wrong.
Justin, do you have a definition?
Justin, I know when I'm wrong.
out of the gear now. Just, no. Like, thank you, Bill. But I'm saying, like, a narcissist, he's right. It's like someone who's like, yeah, you can't tell them shit.
You could personality qualities include thinking very highly of oneself, yeah. needing admiration, believing others are inferior, and lacking empathy for others.
Huh. That's how you feel about me?
No, I just said it as a joke. Now you took it mad deep, you fucking prick. Narcissist. Spell it.
N-A-R-C.
Yeah. Keep going.
S.
I-S. Fucking cunt.
The I silent.
But yeah, sports teams. Let's go. All right, last question. Let's go over. What struggles have you noticed being on the internet? Or like being a social media figure or influencer, like what struggles and like how much, like what kind of like things have you overcome or growth you've had?
All right, one struggle I can, I'm not going to sit here and say it. I'm not going to sit here and say it wasn't a struggle. Consistency, bro.
Yep.
But do a really good job at being consistent, but that is hard. That's hard. People think you can just make a video and just stop making videos. Nah, bro, you gotta build this shit up and then you gotta be consistent posting it.
How about making good quality content?
Good quality content, big. I think another big thing is kind of talking to people.
What do you mean?
Like going out and not really networking. No, like when you know what I mean? We put on a different goal mode when we know we're going to network, like we're ready for it. But I mean more of like starting to be a struggle of like kind of being in a bad mood where I'm going grocery shopping or a little just like, you know what I mean? Like where I don't want to talk. Yeah. And then you got people like yesterday, bro, I was in Market Basket, no joke. Walking, going to checkout. And this lady, she's a very pretty lady, comes up to me and like, she's like, I love you. I love you. and like, bro, I was a little like overwhelmed. Like I got my jacket on, I'm running around and they're trying to get out quick. I'm sweating, it's hot. And fucking people walking slow, I'm getting aggravated. You know what I mean?
How about when I was on the phone with you yesterday in the fucking store shopping?
Yeah, yeah. She goes, yo, you're the dude. You do videos with Prosciutto Poppy.
I have Prosciutto Poppy on speaker. I'm like, I'm on the phone with him actually right now. And he took a picture of me. But
this right here, whatever fucking clout or whatever we have is going to feel very small compared to what is going to come if we keep staying on the path. We're at a point where it's...
But I mean, let's be honest though. I mean, do you hate it?
No,
I love it.
No, I love what people love to me. I love it. But then
there's times where I'm like, I want to just chill. But
yeah, I don't.
95% of the time,
I don't want to get it twisted. I don't want to be like I don't love it. But like at those times where I said I'm running around, it's packed. It's fucking almost Thanksgiving. People are shopping. We got a million people in there. You know what I mean? Meanwhile, I got a sweatshirt on, winter coat. It's hot as balls in there. I'm sweating.
Yeah.
I fucking look like shit. I haven't showered. My beard's scruffy. Like you know what I mean? I need a cut right now. Mm-hmm. And she, like the way she kept doing it, I was like, lady, I don't want to talk to you right now. Get out of my face.
Lady, you scared me.
But yeah, it was the morning. I got that morning breath even though I brushed my teeth. So I'm like keeping distance. She's trying to hug me. Yeah, and I know she wanted to like
bang you.
I was like, no, right away. She goes, listen, I watch my videos with your husband. He tells me to stop all the time. Like, you want to fuck? You want to bang?
What the fuck is wrong? Narcissist.
That was a joke. It was a joke. Wait, Coco just texted us. If he canceled, it's going to be war. Oh, no, he loved it.
All right, so let me answer. So I would say biggest struggle when I first started, bro, was honestly just like people talking shit. Just because no one did this. Especially in our friend group, no one did this. Yeah, so like I was never like a social media person. Like I was really one of the first ones to like put myself out there on social media.
Yeah.
So like for the people, like how would you like describe me in high school? Because you know me my whole life. Like you know I was never like an on-camera social media guy. Like, how
would you definitely lodge in high school.
Are you joking?
What?
Are you serious?
I mean, bro, you asked me how you were in high school.
I meant like my personality, not my looks.
Oh, huh. I wish you rephrased it.
How else can I phrase? I'm really getting like sick of this whole thing of like you calling me fat.
I'm done.
I'm really sick of like.
Well,
this
listen.
Whole thing.
Now I got you in the fucking.
It's getting like
gym.
A little annoying. It's like
no
I'm trying
more
to lose
Diet
weight.
Cokes at dinner. No more Diet Cokes at
Diet
dinner.
Diet Cokes isn't making me gain weight. It's the fucking calzones. It's calzones. Diet Coke has zero calories.
You don't think it's making the gain weight though? The gateway. Diet Coke.
Bro, I'm done with this podcast. I'm done with this fucking podcast, bro. You're really pissing me off.
Listen, kids, if you drink soda, you're going to gain weight.
All right, I'm back. That was a joke. That was just for the social media. So but honestly, describe me in high school, like the kind of person I was.
Hockey kid, you know what I mean? Hat backwards.
Hat backwards is big.
Hat backwards flow.
You know, bro, I mean, remember I had a man bun in junior year?
Yeah.
I gotta find a picture.
I wanted to punch you so bad right in the face.
Yeah.
Now we had time though. We had classes together though. People don't realize this. We had high we went to high school together.
I gotta find clips, bro.
People don't realize
this. Snapchat memories.
I remember going to the youth group with you. I tell you this all the time. Remember going to the youth group? You probably don't remember this, but the youth group.
What was it?
It's you know what Kalo lives? The church, Sacred Heart Church.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But they took us to the movies and shit.
Remember that story? Yeah. I remember that was the same age like there, bro. I remember going to the movies with you and there was the carnival, the Revere Carnival across the street.
Bro.
And we were talking like, yeah, man, I really wish we can go there right now. And then we were just talking about like the fried dough and shit. It was bad.
I
was
like, yeah, bro, I just really want to go eat the fried dough.
Just want to go over and eat the carnival food.
Meanwhile, we're going to watch fucking
Finding Nemo.
Right. Just always thinking about food.
But man, that youth group was a good thing. I'm pretty sure we all showed up with like $5.
Yeah.
And then they took care of you.
Yeah, it was good.
I kind of want to, like, that's some shit I would like to do back.
Because that's it's memories you have.
But even like that Danny Long police camp, the one police officer, it took the time 1 week out of the summer to do 15 kids. It was a different 15 kids every year. Mm-hmm. And he paid for everything out of his own pocket. That was funded by him. I want to do some shit like
that.
Red Sox games or like, I want to be able to be so big where it's like, I can work with these companies. I have direct contact with these companies and be like, yo, I have my group of 15 kids in the city.
I want to have so much, like, I want to have money that we can just hire people to, like, be, like, we're going to be there, but, like, I want to enjoy it. I don't want to be, like, running around chasing kids and shit. Like,
no,
I want
to be able to, like, and I want to go there and, like, yeah.
Enjoy it with them, you know?
That, I think that's something we'll do because we have that photo in that with the shirts and it was, like, that shit's dope, bro.
But, yeah. What was my, the biggest struggle. So, yeah, the biggest struggle to get back to it was, like, there are a lot of, like, people I thought were friends or like that I considered friends were talking like a lot of shit when I first started. Like, who's this fucking kid Nicky is?
And think about,
he's on this stupid TikTok, like words I can't say on here. Shots with an F, rhymes with maggot. Like calling me that. Like,
well, think
shit
about
like
first
that.
Thought. Imagine like first thought in your city. Think about everyone's talking shit. No matter how good the content is, no matter what you were doing.
There was times in that first probably 3 month span where like I almost stopped doing it.
I bet, bro. Which is fucking, so easy to stop.
Which is crazy. That's like the things that's the things I think about a lot with like where we are now is like, imagine if like I just didn't do it. Like I just stopped. Like I stopped and I just never did it. I'd be working at Massport right now, working in the airport. But
imagine if we never started making videos together.
Right. That if you never came helps, over and bro, filmed a mailman video with me. Because I never filmed with anyone. You were the first person I ever filmed like a video with.
I know.
Because I was never like comfortable with people. I obviously knew you my whole life. Yeah. So I was like, let's do it. And that's something else that I struggled with was like after that was like filming in public. Like, bro, I used to legit, if you go on my YouTube, right, you'll still find my first ever vlog on there. It's called like Boston, I forget. It's on my YouTube, my Tommy Greeno YouTube. Go check it out. That was my first ever vlog. I can't tell you the amount of anxiety I felt filming that. I was by myself with the camera guy filming a vlog. It was like, but now it's like, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck where I am. Nah, we're bringing cameras in front of Mark Wahlberg.
Well, you know why it's like, I don't give a fuck? Because everyone knows us. You know what I mean? We pull out the cameras. It's like, yo, wait, it's those dudes.
That and also being together helps a lot.
Oh, bro, it's so much, so much better. Imagine doing this alone, doing food reviews alone.
No, traveling alone and shit. No, you got to have a group. You got to have a group.
That's it just makes it so much better. Yeah. It makes it not work.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
I see a lot of people too. Like, we're developing this. It's content, whatever. Like, having collabing with people, getting them in the deli and stuff like that. But we fucking started this from nothing, me and you. Like, we started this. Like, so we're always going to be the head of this thing. Like, I don't care about, like, you can't involve every single person, bro. It makes it too complicated.
You can't.
Where I can help and where it makes sense, yeah, let's do some shit. Let's work. But it's just there's no one else that's going to be like, we have our team. Me, you, we have Justin, we have Flick, we have Emma Shock, who's an intern. We have Nick Woodruff, who helps out with stuff. Who am I forgetting? I feel like I'm forgetting someone. Chris Kem, who helps with the social media. Josh, who films. Like, we have a good team of like 7-8 people, not even like 6-7 people. And that's like the core right now. It's going to build it, bro.
It is. And you know what I was talking about?
I got a shout out too. I don't know why I forgot. Jake Scally has been a lot of help too.
Oh, big time,
Jake's
bro.
Been a big help.
That's the fucking role. But people like, that's what I was
but
about.
But he's doing his own thing too.
You need to do your own thing.
You have to do
your own thing. I was about to get to this. I was watching the shit last night and I'm like, damn, I'm looking at the new shit we filmed with my brother and a two and like you. I'm like, damn, I'm like, my brother's like, obviously he, I don't want to gas him up, but I was just breaking down the group. Really I'm like, damn, so that's Adam Sandler. I'm like, I could be fucking Rob Snyder. I'm like, you're Kevin James. You go, why am I Kevin James? Why am I Kevin James?
Yeah, why?
The bigger dude, but it's the personality too, though, bro. It's the personality. You know what I mean? Yeah, like he can move, like he's a big dude, but he can move. Like it's funny. So it's we got Lewis, Adam Sandler, you, Kevin James. I could be fucking Rob Snyder or David Spade. It's just there, bro. It's all it's its own group.
Fucking,
it's so sick. No, but it's more the personalities why I say Kevin James. Personality, you know, like you like UFC. He was into the movie in the UFC.
Right.
That's why I said it. The zookeeper.
All right. I don't know where I'm going with this.
No, I think it's time to go.
Honestly, though, it's content team. I named a bunch of people, but shout out everyone that's helped. Your brother, Jake, fucking everyone that's been a part of it. Maggie, Ian. Love you all, man. Yeah. I love everyone that supports us. And we have a good team, and I'm really excited for the future. We have a lot of shit planned.
We're going to get a call. Ready? I'm calling this right now. We're going to get a call. Probably not a call nowadays. We're going to get an email. We're going to get an email and it's going to be like, hey, like, blah, blah, blah. We're so-and-so with the Warner Bros or whoever. Listen, we want you to bring your whole crew here and we want to film.
We're going
to be able to select 4 to 6 people, I think.
I have a weird feeling that this TED episode and these clips are going to do something. Something's going to happen with this.
100%. It's just too perfect timing.
We get Nikki and JoJo coming in a couple weeks. That's going to there's going to be a lot of flow towards the end of the year. That's it.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of movement. You notice
every video we put out with Nikki and JoJo is a fucking banger. Yeah, easily 500,000 views.
Blows up, bro. They should be a part of its content.
Do you know what the best part is, though? Comes back to this Adam Sandler group, is they're the same age as us. We met them all at the same age. David Spade met all of them on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
It is crazy.
It's all going to happen. And I think we're going to leave on that note. It's just going to happen. So
it's going to happen. Well, thank you guys for tuning into another shitty episode of It's Content Podcast. What? And we appreciate your time. You're loving your support. Check out the newest skits, the TED one, the Dion podcast. We release skits every Tuesday at 7. Bloopers are coming every Wednesday at 7. Vlogs every Thursday at 7. And then 5 o'clock on Saturdays, we got every podcast. Apple and Spotify for audio listeners. It's Content Podcast. And I think that's about it.
Let's fucking go, man. I'm all fired up.
But, you know, as you know, though, at the end of the day,
it's content. It's all
content.
Yeah.
So.
It's content,
I can tell who's on the way out. 25 show, check the payout. I ain't going home, I'ma stay out. Motherfuckers hate you when they looking for a way out. I just sit back and let it play out. And she gon' let me hit it any day now. What you gonna say now? Have my ex-girl got a bait now. But she still let me stay now. I got a Dallas and a H-Town boo. Got a Betty on K-Town too.